Hi, I'm Anthony Valadez, and I'm here with actor Matt Dillon. From his award-winning turns in Drugstore Cowboy and Crash to the hit comedy There's Something About Mary, he's been on screens large and small since the late 70s. He stars in the upcoming supernatural TV drama Wayward Pines, and he's here today to talk about five songs that have inspired him over the years as part of the Guest DJ Project. Matt, welcome aboard, man.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So you brought some records for us here, huh?
Yeah, the first song I brought was actually something, was a last minute replacement. And it's a song called Mama's Place by Bing Day.
You need a blade to cut the fog to find the sea.
The opening line of the song is, you need a blade to cut the fog to find the sea. And I always thought that was a great opening line. And I like the Beat Generation. I worked with William Burroughs. I always had a soft spot for Jack Kerouac. And I did the audio book on tape of On the Road. And I like stuff that's beat, and I like fake beat stuff too. I like bongo beat and beatniks. I like all of it.
Mama's kind of big and kind of rotund, like the fella's old digger, 'cause she's a barrel.
Bing Day, I think, was a rockabilly cat, in the 50s, and Mama's Place is a sort of satirical song about beatniks,
Yeah.
And I like both of those things, both of those elements. And it's got a kind of novelty thing. I'm a sucker for novelty records, too.
Mm-hmm.
And as it so happened, today I was walking down the street in Midtown, and a guy came up to me and said, hey, man, you remember me? I met you in St. Bart's back in the 80s, and you gave me a cassette with the song Mama's Place on it. And I said, that's so funny, because I was just thinking about that.
Well, I gotta go now, 'cause I'm late for school. Be back in no time. Shoot some pool.
That's Mama's Place by Bing Day. Next up, it looks like we're going punk.
This would be kind of incomplete if I didn't put a Clash song on there, since that was really my favorite band that had a big impact on me. And, Joe Strummer was a hero to me, as was Mick Jones and those guys. And I can honestly say, for me, they never made a bad record. I admired them because they were courageous. They started off as a punk band, but then they went on and they had influences in reggae, ska, funk, hip-hop. I thought that was courageous, and it was also eye-opening, and it's sort of the way I look at things, I'm fairly eclectic. But I think the Clash were really doing that musically when not a lot of people were doing that. And I chose this because I always had a connection with punk rock, and this was my favorite. Strummer was a hero to me, and then I got to become friends with him, and that was really special. And he was just one of those guys, he'd tell you the truth too. I sent him a copy of the film that I directed because I wanted to get his feedback. Mm-hmm. And Joe, he said, oh yeah, I really loved it, man. And he goes, but and he pointed something out that would have been in all the blooper reels. He saw something that, well, that wasn't supposed to be there. How did I miss that? How did the editor miss that? The guy was supposed to be missing his foot, and you could actually see that the guy still had his foot, still attached to his body. So Joe pointed that out. But anyway, like I said, he was one of the people that I admired most and really influenced me as a person, I think, as an artist and his taste and the way he approached things.
That was Complete Control by The Clash, and I see we're now shifting gears, right, Matt? Where are you taking us now?
Well, like I said, I have a pretty varied taste in music, fairly eclectic like that, and I'm a sucker for novelty records. I wouldn't say that this next one is a novelty record, but it's called Speak Up Mambo by Al Castellanos. And this record was one of these things. I first heard it in the Village in New York in a record store, and the owner was this kind of Yeah, he was kind of a curmudgeonly guy, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
But he played this 45, Speak Up Mambo, and I immediately responded to it. I just loved it, the horns, the arrangements. Now, my Afro-Cuban friends, my Puerto Rican friends here in New York who are aficionados on Afro-Cuban music would say, ah, that's not the most authentic, that's not authentic, it's not real, but I love this record. Anyway, the guy wanted $20 for the record, and I wasn't going to pay $20. It was in the early 90s, but for a 45, yeah. On principle, I wasn't paying $20 for it. I've spent about $500 trying to find the record after that, of course. And I finally tracked it down in the Bronx. I only paid $5 for it. Of course, as soon as I found the record, then I found 10 copies of the record. You know, that's how it goes. If I was going to say one thing about Speak Up Mambo, Robert Farris Thompson, who's one of the great writers and intellectuals and professors on the diaspora of African music, would say, hey, baby, fake mambo's better than no mambo.
That was Speak Up Mambo by Al Castellanos. So what do you got next for us?
The next one is called Blue River by Frank Trumbauer. This record for me is one of my favorite records. And it features a big Spiderbeck on the cornet. And there's a vocal by this guy, Segar Ellis.
When might Matt Dillon put this record on? Like, what kind of vibe would you throw this on? Like a dinner party or in your headphones? When would you rock this one?
When I'm in the mood to play jazz. And, you know, listen, when I first started loving jazz, I kind of did everything ass backwards. The first jazz record I ever bought was Ascension by John Coltrane. Nobody starts off with that record. I just kind of did it because I really didn't know any better. But now, at this point in time, I sort of favor pre-war dance band jazz music, just sort of the way things evolved. So I would just play this anytime I was having a feel for hot jazz, you know. It's great stuff, but it's music, it's so evocative.
Tell me why a song is sad, never glad. Blue River, Blue River, do you haul a memory of a vanished dream? Sing to me of lips I pressed and caressed. Blue River, Blue River, till I saw my hopes go drifting down the stream.
That was some hot jazz by Frankie Trumbauer. Sadly, we're at our last selection. What do you have for us?
El Jamaquino, and it's by the great Feove, but really his name is El Gran Feove. And El Gran Feove was really the first scat singer in Cuba to sing with a distinctly Afro-Cuban flavor. Well, he's been very much on my mind lately because I'm making a documentary about him. You know, he's a great artist. And listen, when I was an actor coming up, we prized and valued the ability to improvise. That was so important, you know, to be spontaneous. Spontaneity was everything. And I think with Feove, that's what he had. He had this gift of spontaneity. He could create something out of anything. His manager told me once in Mexico City that he was one time performing on stage. He had like a set of false teeth in the front, and he was singing, and his front teeth flew out of his mouth, and he caught him in his hand and didn't miss a beat and kept singing. And that's the way he was, you know. But, you know, he was an innovator, and yet there was something very humble about him, and I think that's what I kind of responded to with him.
That was El Jamaquino by El Gran Feove, selected by Matt Dillon, part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Matt, this has been quite the learning experience, I gotta say. Thanks for joining us on KCRW.com.
Hey, you're welcome. I really enjoyed it.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.
Si se rompe, se compone.
Oye, mamá.